Good morning, y'all. Aren't you just feeling it? I'm feeling it. Let's just do it. Put your hand on your heart, if you choose. Feel that. Feel that energy of your heartbeat. Notice your breath. Mindfully breathing in, notice it all the way to the top. Let your breath continue its full cycle all the way until you've breathed out completely. Take a moment, give thanks for the breath of life, the beating of your heart. Feel the energy in the room, the energy of life circulating in you and through you. Notice it extends beyond your body, becoming aware in a greater way of that subtle presence that is here, now. This is wisdom. Being aware of the presence of God in and around us. Welcome to the holy and sacred moment of now. Thank you. So, spoiler alerts. Well, we've already got them all. They are the moments that remind us to bring our attention to our intention, to bring our attention back to the truth of life, that it, capital I-T, it, life, is for us. That we are the portal, the outlet, the expression of its creative energy. All right, all y'all. Whoever you are, however life is showing up, wisdom is within you. It's within me. It's within all of us. And how often have we heard and maybe said, be still and listen? A few times, probably. Be still and listen. It, the silence, will reveal to you what you are seeking. However, I realized as I was thinking about this the last couple of days, actually the silence doesn't. The silence doesn't talk. The silence is silent. But when we enter into the silence, we become available to the message of that infinite wisdom that is God within us. And so we enter into the silence, allowing that field to be the space and the place where divine love is known, to be the space and the place where we settle into our oneness with the divine. And what we are seeking finds us. So what I'm saying is to be still and know God is spirit, intelligence, divine creative mind is right here, right where I am. That's wisdom. To know and understand divine mind is right here, right where I am because it is within me. That's wisdom. And so we listen. We listen to the silence until it, the capital I-T, speaks. And it's worthwhile to listen out here. I mean, was it worthwhile? Yes! As we listen out here to the people, to the books, to the music, to the inspiration, it leads us into our own inner wisdom. That's why we listen out here, isn't it? We listen out here so that we can go in here and hear what is ours to know. It prompts something. It stirs something. It calms and it collides and it restores and it renews. And the answer was always within. It has been said the gifts of heaven come to all alike. I suspect that lands differently for each of us. So let's consider that what I'm pointing to is that we know that the gifts of God, of life, come to us. They come to everyone. They're already ours, awaiting our recognition of it. Yes? Yes. How we use these gifts. Well, that's unique, isn't it? That's unique. And it would be safe to say, would it not, that we all want to know these gifts in a greater way? Yes? Anybody not interested? All right, so here's a little story. There was a tailor who lived in a little dingy tenement in a small town. He was earning a meager existence, but each year he pursued a dream, just one time every year, not every day, like I would ask. Each year he would buy a ticket to the local sweepstakes. And for 15 years, his life continued in this manner until one day he found two men standing at the door, smiling. They stepped inside. They informed him he just won the sweepstakes. And in those days, what he won, it was a fortune. And the tailor could hardly believe his ears. He was a rich man. He would no longer have to spend hours every day altering clothing and hemming dresses and putting cuffs on pants. Now he could really live. He locked his shop, he threw away the key, and he bought himself a wardrobe fit for a king. And the same day he purchased a limousine and hired a driver. He reserved suites at the best hotels in all of the big cities. He partied every night, spending his money as if it would last forever, but it didn't. Soon he had lost all of his money. I would actually use the word spent all of his money. His health was also spent. He was exhausted and ill and alone, and he returned to his little shop, started his life over again. Everything returned to normal. Out of habit, he bought one lottery ticket a year from his meager savings. 2 years later, the two gentlemen, knock, 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 appeared at his door. This has never happened in the history of the sweepstakes stir, but you have won again. And the tailor, he stood there on shaky legs and he said, "Oh no, do you mean I have to go through all of that again?" Oh, heaven forbid. Over and over and over again, life will invite us. It will invite us to walk our talk, to dream our dreams, to accept our good. And each day is a new beginning. Each hour is a new beginning. Each moment is a new beginning. Never, I'm using the word, the big N word, never hold yourself to your past mistakes. Let's not forget the lessons that we're learning along the way. Let's not just throw our hands up in despair. We don't always get it right the very first time, do we? Not always. Sometimes we do, and it's like, woo! Oftentimes, we face the same opportunity over and over and over again. It's not because we're a failure. It's because there is this inner wisdom within us, and it's saying, "Here, know me. Here, hear me. Here." And we keep at it. We keep coming back to it out of our commitment, out of our attention to our intention, out of our willingness to be still and know. Oh. It will continue to reveal itself to us in the ways that we can know and understand it. So that's what keeps changing, the way that we know it, the way that we understand it, the way that we can experience it, the way that we can accept it. God, divine love, infinite intelligence, creative mind is not away from us. This energy, this presence, this power, it's right here within us. And we are each in it. The presence, which I like to call God, use whatever word or name fills you with that awareness. It's a presence that we find within ourselves. We will find it within our heart. We'll sense it deep within, and we'll experience it in the layers of our life, all the way out into the fringes of our senses. Wherever we go, the wisdom of God is right there. Sometimes it will look and sound like peace or compassion or deep listening. Sometimes it will look and sound like fierce, unwavering faith. Always we will know it by our awareness of the presence of love. David Hawkins says, love is an awareness, an attitude, a context for understanding life. And when we hear ourselves ask, and we will, where's God in all this? The answer is right here. God is right here. It's in me. It's in you. How we express that God presence, that's up to us. And that actually means there's another spoiler alert. There's no wrong way to express it. If you've been tempted to look at yourself or another and maybe judge a little bit the way that you or they are expressing the power, I invite you. I offer that we gently and lovingly release that block that is within us by recognizing everyone is doing the best they can to live this life of infinite possibility. Here's a thought. When we impose the belief that there is a limited way to express the unlimited, we really are looking for God with a blind eye. We must remember, we really must, that the power and the presence, it responds to us. It responds to us, but it can only operate for us by operating through us. Our communion, the ways that we connect and communicate with Spirit, with God, it must be an inner thing. It's ours and ours alone to do and ours to discover and experience. And the more we know it, the more we recognize it, the more we experience it, the more we express it. You know, I'm rather fond of Ernest Hemingway and more wisdom from him. Now is no time to think of what you do not have. Think of what you can do with what there is. Jafon is an outstanding being. I've met him and have been privileged to spend a little bit of time with him, Marlene also, I think, probably. And that reading today was just so spot on. Now is no time to think of what you do not have. Think of what you can do with what there is. Ah, it responds to us as we recognize and relate to it. When life is not working for whatever reason, stop. Drop into the heart space. It's here that the wisdom of God is awaiting our recognition of it. Connect. Commune. In whatever way works for you. Stop. Drop. And be. Be with it until there is a sense of this power that is love. Until there is a deep abiding peace. Until joy comes alive within you. Whatever it looks like, this wisdom will and it does illuminate our way. It lights the path, but it can only do so according to our recognition of it. And then our question is, in this awareness, will we stay the course or will we make a change? When we have this awareness that it's God responding to us, that we're responding to it, that I can focus over here on this, or I can bring my attention over here on this, and I have this awareness, in that moment there is such power. Will I stay my course or will I make a change? It's up to us, isn't it? One of the best ways that we can experience the light of wisdom is through each other. Have you noticed? Some people arrive and make such a beautiful impact on your life, you can barely remember what life was like without them. Do you want to know people like that? Yes. Me too. We got to be that. Be that. We keep it alive, remembering it was with you. You. That I know love as I never imagined. It's through each other that we know and encounter and express the gifts of God. If we cut ourselves off from each other, we do way more than cut off the person. We bypass a living connection within the web of life. When we notice this, we can ask, have I forgotten that we are each other's way of demonstrating our understanding and our highest ideas of life? Ah, we can. Oh, here's a woman that got caught in that moment. Where is my Sunday paper? She calls the newspaper office, demanding to know where her Sunday edition was. Madam, said the newspaper employee, today is Saturday. The Sunday paper is not delivered until tomorrow, which is Sunday. And after a very long pause, followed by a ray of recognition, she muttered, well, that explains why no one was at church today. I don't always remember to do it, but when I do, I'm very happy to say when I see myself, oh, I resemble that. Ah, yes. The gifts of heaven come to all alike for us to share with each other in order for us to do good with each other. What a brilliant life that we can express and experience unconditioned and unconditional love. By loving each other, by kindly, gently speaking truth, boldly loving, mindfully engaging in the web, making our connections an impact of unity and wholeness. So today, I invite you, behold the wisdom within you. See it in the ways that you live in alignment with your highest ideas. And as you look at your life and notice where it can be better, allow yourself to tap into, feel into the movement of life. And remember, love knows the way by heart. Every inspiring quote, message, feel-good movie, uplifting song, every act of kindness, compassion, and connection, whether we ourselves are enacting it or we are witnessing it, these are the spoiler alerts for life, reminding us that this is God's life. This is a good life. This is our life. This life is where we are each individually experiencing and connecting with the infinite. For we have learned within every person there is a divine reservoir of what? Inexhaustible wisdom. So let's behold the wisdom that is love, and love with all of our being. Let's behold the wisdom that is peace within ourselves, and practice illuminating our life with a deep awareness that God is right here. Let's behold the wisdom that is joy within ourselves and celebrate the beauty and light that surrounds and enfolds all of us. Let's live in the awareness that right where we are, God is, and we are each the way that it is being expressed. Our God is good. That is our wisdom. Let's know it, let's live it, let's share it, and so it is. All right. Thank you, everyone. Bringing back our band. Thank you.